supplicant. Matins. The campanile across town sounds the canonical hours. My sleepless all-night vigil ends when dawn begins to break through the hospital window. My fast is broken when the tray of cold oatmeal arrives on my bedside table. I remove the plastic dome. Nothing ends the pain. Lauds. I pray for tincture of opium and her synthetic sisters. At change of shift for a merciful nurse. She comes, dispenses two pale tablets, blue eggs in a pleated white cup. The ice in my plastic pitcher is melted. I drink the warm water anyway. It's a blessed lessening. Vespers. A companion no longer needs to watch me. I won't harm myself or others, nor will I wander the halls. I miss my company, though. The distraction of small talk used to assuage my grief, attenuate the silence as a salve. The hospital hushes for the evening. Compline. My comatose roommate's husband sits with her daily for an hour. He stays behind the blue-striped curtain where I can't see him. At bedtime, or insomnia, I swallow my last dose with a sedative for sleep. It won't work. The wooden beads of my rosary are slippery and worn.